Hello and welcome to Running, Alaska Public Media's candidate forum on KSKA 91.1 FM and 360 North. I'm Zachariah Hughes, city reporter in Anchorage. Elections are on April 4th, just a week away, and with 6 of the 11 assembly seats on the ballot, the makeup of Anchorage's most important representative body could be drastically reshaped. I'm talking with 2 of the 6 candidates vying to represent District 1, better known as the Downtown District, encompassing neighborhoods like Fairview, Bootleggers Cove, Mountain View, Government Hill, and South Addition. It's the only district with just 1 seat instead of 2. With the impressive field of candidates running this year, we had to break up the discussion into 2 segments. The second will immediately follow this one. For now, I'm joined by Christopher Constant and Mark Allen Martinson. Another candidate, Albert Langdon Swank Jr., declined our invitation to attend. We're going to jump right into some questions about city politics, but first, each candidate will have 30 seconds to introduce themselves in a brief statement, starting alphabetically with Mr. Constant.
Hello, my name is Christopher Constant, and I am running for the downtown seat of the Anchorage Assembly. I am a committed, compassionate, and community-minded citizen. I've worked for thousands of hours as a volunteer for our downtown district, served as the president of the Fairview Community Council twice. I've participated in all of the downtown community council deliberations on a variety of topics. I got my start trying to create a dog park in the downtown neighborhood, and since then I've helped to raise funds to house the homeless, to clean up our streets, to close a bad operating liquor store. And I look forward to a discussion with you tonight.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Martinson, on to you.
Mark Allen Martinson is my name, and I'm running for mainly 3 things. We need to increase our mass transit. We need to insulate our public buildings. And we really need to turn off the heated sidewalks. It's time to really change the direction the city is going and really get some mass transit, be able to live in a town without a car, and set the example for how to conserve energy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We are going to move on to questions from me. You'll each get 45 seconds to respond. And in the interest of fairness, we'll be rotating back and forth who answers first. Mr. Constant, the first question goes to you. With state and federal funds retreating for the foreseeable future, what proposals do you have for funding the municipality? And if it's cuts, specify from where. If there's new revenue sources you're thinking of that are worth pursuing, what are those?
Well, the challenge we're facing right now is simply one of priorities. We have our primary functions that are kind of constitutionally and charter mandated. That's to provide police force and public safety. It's to provide for a solid infrastructure so people can get to and from their work and school and across town, and also to ensure that our community has opportunities for people to be able to find a job and to live and be prosperous. The challenge we face is determining outside of our public safety and our infrastructure how we're going to spend. And at this point, I'm pretty supportive of what the Assembly has done. I do see that Anchorage's challenge is to stand up despite the inability for Juneau to do its job and get a budget. We have a tax cap. We're limited. You know, we have to deal within our budget. So I don't have any specifics for you today, but I am supportive of the mayor's program.
Okay, sir. And the same question to you.
So it's time to bring up the T word, and I agree with Mr. Constant. The state has kind of let us down here. In the general world, Alaska is known as a place you come and make a lot of money and then take it away somewhere else and spend it. And that's worked quite well, especially in the summer season. So I would like to see us going back to some of the older taxes that we already have. We don't need a new one. We can bring back the school tax. We can bring back the income tax. It was probably the most fair income tax in the land. And, you know, make some programs that help everybody, not just the tourists and summer visitors.
Okay, Mr. Martins, this next question is for you. And what's your definition of public safety, and what plans do you have to push for more of that for the city going forward?
Well, public safety is, you know, keeping the other guy off your back, I guess, stopping crime. Try and be a friendly society. I think the biggest thing with the police force, in addition to getting some more officers for a community this size, and it seems to be growing, we have a very large summer population, is to get some help from the people on the street. And so I see that quite a bit. I think the police can communicate with the neighborhood and help combat the crime.
Okay, Mr. Constant, the same question to you. Your definition of public safety and how you'll push for that if elected.
Well, my definition of public safety, it's pretty straightforward. We have our police and fire EMS services. We have our state troopers, and they perform a very important function. That's the kind of police power of the state. But also, we have a duty as citizens to be stewards of our community and to be active and be engaged. We can't give up our public spaces to trouble. We actually have to activate and engage and use our public spaces. I am fortunate to be the only candidate in this race to have the endorsement of the Anchorage Police Department Employees Association, International Association of Firefighters, Anchorage Firefighters, and the Troopers Union. Bottom line is, I'm a trusted person who's working in the public safety field, and I intend to work hard on the subject.
Okay, and switching gears, but staying with candidates, this next question's for you, and I'm curious what kinds of solutions to homelessness in Anchorage you think the Assembly and the city overall should be pursuing.
Well, for the first time in 40 years, the city is trying something different, and that is kind of a collaboration between the private nonprofit providers, the state and the city, to house the homeless. It's actually a pretty straightforward answer. The solution to homelessness is housing. Now, it's not so simple, of course. It's not just throw money at the problem. The Assembly has been meeting every month to ask, how do we fix this problem? And I've been participating in those deliberations. I went to Juneau and helped with three other people to raise $4 million that's being used to provide intensive community services, wraparound services to help the people who are struggling in the street to get on their feet. My favorite project I'm working on right now is to create a farm where homeless people can get some job skills on the old Native Hospital site.
Okay, thank you. And the same question to you, sir.
Yeah, so the Anchorage homeless problem is getting worse, and it's a statewide problem. It isn't just Anchorage problem. I would like to see more facilities for housing the homeless, but we can't have the apartment system that we're using now. It's just not feasible, and homeless need more than just a space to hang their hat. So I'm all for putting people to work and maybe having more like a bunkhouse type arrangement where people interact with each other, and rather than just have a little space they can go to for their own. And the statewide problem, I think it's time to try and resurrect our villages in Alaska. I know it's a state problem, but Anchorage seems to be catching the brunt of it. And I think it's time for the communities in the rural areas to step up with their corporations, and let's try and keep people back in the villages or send them back. Thank you.
Okay. Sticking with you, Mr. Martinson, what industries would you like to see bolstered or brought to Anchorage, and what proposals do you have for getting us there?
Well, as far as industry, we've always been a resource extraction state, oil, fish, mining. And I think we have to have more value added to all our products. I would really like to see some transportation systems that make sense. Right now, we have poor transportation system for cars, people, and bikes. I remember going through the little curvy sidewalk thing, and I didn't see where that helped anyone. We have snow and bike riders up here. I would like to see also some increase of the insulation on public buildings. Perhaps we could, challenge the UAA engineering department to come up with some retrofits and insulating public buildings. We have plenty of them with glass roofs and glass walls.
Okay, Mr. Constant, the same question to you on industries you'd like to see bolstered in Anchorage.
I would sure love to see a blooming high-tech industry up here, but we face some real structural challenges. The fact is that we don't have housing stock to attract modern businesses up to Anchorage. I'm fully in support of the Anchorage Economic Development Council's Live Work Play program. If we can establish a modern, healthy, vibrant, urban place to live for people, we will start to attract companies like Google up to Alaska, because we have all of the elements that people would like to see, except there's really no place that people would like to live in a modern economy.
Okay. It's now your opportunity to ask questions of one another. You'll be able to pose a question to your opponent, and I just ask that you keep it as short and direct as you can and not use this as a launching pad for a litany of complaints about the other, although it's been quite civil so far. There'll be a 45-second response, and that'll be followed by a 45-second rebuttal from the original asker. And with that, Mr. Constant,
sure.
Your question.
Okay, Mark, I don't know if you've heard about my farm project at all, but if we added a solar component to the farm to power it, would you be in support of it?
Well, I would be in support of a farming idea for just a general purpose. I think we should have our children in elementary schools growing food. I think everyone should be more aware of how to grow food and make it local. I would like to see the homeless problem moved away from the downtown area where there's a lot of temptation to abuse drugs and get into the whole problem again. So I'm all for that rural aspect of it and putting people to work and having them work together.
Okay, Mr. Constant, your rebuttal?
Absolutely. Well, it's not quite a rebuttal, but, you know, the one of the best parts of the project I'm looking at right now is to create a technology transfer between rural Alaska and Anchorage, where Arctic agriculturalists can come to town maybe four times a year and exchange technologies on what they're doing to make it work. The benefit of that is at the farm, if we're training people who might be stranded rural Alaskans, we can actually train them in skills they might use at home. So I fully agree that we should come up with creative ways to help people live and work and play in the place that works for them.
Mr. Martinson, the opportunity is yours to ask a question of your opponent.
So I guess, do you have any specifics on improving mass transit in Anchorage?
Well, I do know what we're doing isn't working. The proposal that the new transit talks to cut off all of our kind of off the main road areas isn't going to work because we have people that live all over this town that need to get around. So I'm certainly in support of investigating how we're going to move people. The idea of the high-speed train to the valley is it's very interesting, especially when you deal with traffic going back and forth from Anchorage to the Matsu or from the Matsu to Anchorage on any kind of a weather day.
Any rebuttal from you, Mr. Martinson?
Yeah, I guess I've spent a little time riding the buses and have talked to the bus drivers, and I think we're committed to the little local areas that you were talking about. At the same time, I think we need some more express routes through Anchorage. This seems to be the town that promotes private bus systems instead of using the public system. Here at the university, we have one that the students can use, but because we're so spread out, they end up having their own bus system, and some other businesses also have their own bus system. As far as rail, I think we should use the rail we have. I don't think we need the light rail boondoggle. I think we can just use the railroads we already have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're going to switch back to questions from me, but if you are just joining us, this is Running, Alaska Public Media's candidate forum. We're talking with people hoping to win the downtown seat on the Anchorage Assembly this upcoming April 4th election. And so starting with you again, Mr. Constant, I'm curious to hear housing has come up, and I'm curious, what's your evaluation of the housing stock in your district? And what policies would you push to either build or bring more housing or redevelop the neighborhoods?
Absolutely. We live in a very interesting district, this downtown. There are folks in the South Addition area who want to protect the quality and scale of life, the light that they have. There are folks over in the Fairview neighborhood, especially between Gamble and Ingra, that would like to see a wholesale redevelopment of that area to be a more modern community that looks something like the Pearl in Anchorage. And everywhere in between, six stories down to the single family. I've worked hard to create a tax abatement program, and we're working in the Fairview community to create an overlay, a form-based code process where we can get developers, community members, property owners in line, and hopefully streamline the permitting process when everyone agrees. So there are a lot of projects I'm working on to try to increase and fix, improve, and protect the quality of life in our neighborhoods.
Just to follow up to that, I mean, is there any way that would be approached through a district or municipal-wide code, say Title 21, or would that have to be neighborhood and district specific?
The hope is that in a Title 21 overlay process, the form-based code would be a subunit of Title 21, and when you get agreement of the key parties, the money, the residents, and the policymakers, then you streamline the permitting. You remove some of the barriers that have been established that limit growth and protect. So with agreement, you get through Title 21.
And the same question to you, Mr. Martinson.
This is the housing stock. Yeah, so we've got quite a few buildings, housing units, et cetera, et cetera. I'm always disappointed when I see the old houses demolished and put into the dumpster rather than reserving, you know, and conserving the energy that went into building it. In the old town where I grew up, if you found an old barn, it was the only place that had oak 2x4s. Well, if there's oak 2x4s in a building here, they're going to go right into the dumpster due to labor costs, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I think there's opportunity for an industry. We talked about that early about insulating older homes, retrofitting a lot of buildings. Even our modern buildings have some problems with energy loss and energy conservation. And yeah, I think we can improve that energy conservation problem.
Okay, Mr. Martinson, the question to you, what issue do you think residents in your district have been inadequately handled by the assembly? What is the assembly not taking up that you see as problems confronting residents?
I guess the biggest problem I see in downtown where I live is crime and homelessness, and maybe they're related. There's a lot of people not at home, and so people will sometimes walk up to the house and knock on the door and possibly gain entry. There have been a couple dramatic cases I've been following. I don't know if the Assembly can do more other than have a police force that's that responds to the problem, and the police force, of course, is overwhelmed sometimes. So sometimes there's a lack of response time, or a long response time, I should say. And I think it's up to the neighborhood watch groups, et cetera, to work together and, again, provide the police with information they can use to help the problem. I would also really like to see some outhouses in downtown Anchorage. We talk about the homeless population. Where are they going to go?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Constant.
Actually, I agree on the toilets. We do. The ancient Romans figured out how to move human waste, and we have a human waste problem in the downtown. But I think there are two issues that really challenge the downtown. One is the homelessness issue and basically all kinds of trouble that have been driven to the north of Anchorage. Every policymaker for 40 years has decided the best solution is to drive it to the downtown. So we serve the homeless. Well, we send our homeless services. Well, our homeless services are there to send more homeless. We've created a kind of a red line in our town, and it's fairly immoral, the practice we've engaged in. And I've been working hard to raise awareness to the policymakers that we have to undo the damage of 40 years if we're going to see any change. And I think we're getting there. The other thing is we are the only district that's a single-member district. Every other member of Anchorage has two representatives. Everyone in my district has one. There's no way that's fair. And you can see in the sidewalks, our neighborhood isn't treated equally.
We have time for a lightning round from each of you about the ballot propositions that voters will see on the ballot. Which of them are you supportive of? Which of them are you not supportive of, Mr. Constant?
I'm supportive of all of them except the repeal of the taxi increase.
Okay. Sir?
I guess I'm mostly in support of them, but it seems like the schools and the public safety always win out on these capital improvement projects. And when I looked at the mass transit numbers, they seemed a little low compared to the public safety aspect of that one. So, yeah, I would like to see, again, more money in the mass transit and actually expand service rather than make it contract.
All right. Thank you both. That concludes the first half of our forum with the candidates, at least the question section for me. We have just enough time for each candidate to give a short closing remark, and we will start where we began with you, Mr. Constant.
All right. Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Christopher Constant, and I'm running for the downtown assembly seat. There's no other candidate in this race who spent thousands of hours as a volunteer serving this community. I've worked in public safety, I've worked in infrastructure, and I've worked to help develop our economy as founder of the Fairview Business Association. I look forward to serving this town and bringing a new vision to the downtown and to help ensure that our city as a whole remains a great city and in fact becomes the best place in America to live, work, and play.
Okay, Mr. Martinson.
So I've worked throughout the state in cities and communities, rural and urban. And what I've noticed in the past 40 years, we're talking about that, is Alaskans have gone from being energy experts to being kind of energy idiots. And Anchorage seems to kind of lead the way in that arena. And I would like to see some changes, drastic changes, in how we handle everything that has to do with a bunch of people in one place. And again, expand mass transit, insulate our buildings, make paths so we can actually get around. And don't just do it because they do it in another city. Let's make it unique to Anchorage.
Thank you, sir. That ends this segment of Running. We have the second half of candidates vying for the downtown assembly seat coming up next. That'll include David Dunsmore, Warren West, and Chris Cox. We've been speaking with Christopher Constant and Mark Allen Martinson. Municipal elections are on April 4th, although early voting is open right now, and I hope you'll stay with us. Hello, and welcome to Running, Alaska Public Media's candidate forum here on KSKA 91.1 FM and 360 North. I'm Zachariah Hughes, city reporter here in Anchorage. Elections are on April 4th, just 1 week away. And on top of ballot measures on the taxi industry and school bonds, the majority of spots on the Anchorage Assembly will be decided, potentially reshaping the city's representative body. I'm talking with three of the six candidates vying to represent District 1, better known as the Downtown District. That encompasses neighborhoods like Fairview, Bootleggers Cove, Mountain View, Government Hill, and South Addition. It's the only district with just one seat instead of two. And with the impressive field of candidates running this year, we had to break up our discussion into two segments. We just wrapped up the first and are on to the second. I'm joined by Chris Cox, David Dunsmore, and Warren West. We're going to be jumping into some questions about city politics, but first, each candidate will get 30 seconds to introduce themselves, starting alphabetically with you, Mr. Cox.
Hi, and thank you for having me. My name is Chris Cox, and I've been an Alaska resident for 38 years, and I've lived in the district for 14 years. And I'm a businessman. I've owned multiple businesses for 25 years and had a payroll of 47 employees. I decided to go into politics because I had had enough. I'd had enough with the way that the city has been running, with the constant tax and spend mentality, and above all else, how bad the crime is. I don't think that they're doing a very good job, and I think it can be done better. I actually got an email from Patrick Flynn saying it can be done better.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Dunsmore, it's your opportunity.
Good evening. I'm David Dunsmore. I've lived here in Anchorage since before I was 1 year old, and I love this town. And that's why I've dedicated my whole adult life to making our community even better. I have a vision for a city where all of our students can get a world-class education, our streets are safe, housing is affordable, and citizens have a real voice in their community. As a chief of staff in the Alaska Legislature and an Anchorage Health and Human Services Commissioner, I have the proven experience to get the job done.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. West, your chance.
Hi. Thank you, Zachariah. I'm Warren West. I'm running for downtown. I came up here with the military, retired as chief of logistics at the C-130 squadron here at Elmendorf. My background, I have four college degrees, HR, logistics, electronics, and water and wastewater management. I really love our city. I settled in Fairview in 1991. I was a teacher at Fairview Elementary. I was also 6 years on the PTA. I've served the country my whole life, and now it's time to serve my city.
All right. Thank you. We are going to go on to questions from me. You'll each get 45 seconds to respond, and in the interest of fairness, we'll keep it rotating alphabetically again. So, Mr. Cox, this first question is for you. I am curious what specific changes you'd like to see in the city's budget in the year ahead.
Well, the first thing is I'd like to get rid of all the frivolous spending. And to do that, we have to prioritize a budget. And prioritizing the budget is something that's not being done. We can go through that, and once we get to the things on the bottom of the list, we have to say no. And tough times require tough choices. So there's simply not enough money to go around. So rather than increase the money that's coming in, we need to get rid of the money that are some of the programs where the money's going out and prioritize it, starting with public safety.
Okay. I asked specifically, though, about changes to the budget. Are there any specifics that you'd like to offer right out of the get-go?
Well, I don't think it's smart for anybody to offer specifics without having the budget and looking at it in detail and having it in front of you and going through it. So I don't think it would be wise for anybody to try to pick out the budget or replan the budget before elected or here in the radio studio.
Mr. Dunsmore, the question to you about specific budget items.
Well, one of the most important things I learned working as a chief of staff in the legislature is that budgets aren't really about numbers and math. They're about our values and what we want our community to be doing. And our needs to provide education and public safety and safer streets aren't going to go away just because funding goes away. But two specific things to make more money available for our top priorities. I think it's time to pull the plug on the SAP program and to take them to court and demand our money back. And by investing in energy efficiency across our board on our public facilities, we can free up millions of dollars to help meet our needs.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. West?
Okay. I was a former wing budget officer dealing with a $300 million budget. And specifically, I want to set our budget for the priorities, okay? Public safety, public infrastructure, and then when we have money left over for the rest, then we will use that wisely. But we have to take care of our people, our citizens, and right now I don't think we're doing that.
Okay, the next question will start with you, Mr. Dunsmore. What's your definition of public safety, and what plans do you have to push the city more in that direction if elected? Yeah.
To me, public safety means that all of our residents feel safe and secure in their neighborhoods and everywhere else out in the community. This means that we should feel safe from crime, and it means continuing to rebuild our police force. But it also means having our streets and sidewalks plowed. When you see people pushing wheelchairs down the middle of major roads, that's not a safe situation, and that needs to be changed. It also means people are going to have hope and opportunity. So it means we're going to have a world-class education, and we're going to have jobs for people, and we're going to have affordable housing.
Okay. Mr. Warren, it'll be the same question to you about your definition of public safety and how you'd advocate for that.
Okay. Public safety is a myriad of things, like Dave was talking about. It's not just feeling safe, although that's a big part of it. Public safety is trusting in your police force. It's trusting in your government to do the right thing for you. Right now, we've lost a lot of that trust, not just here, but nationwide, and we have to get it back. We really do, to make our people feel safe again. And like you said, the streets need to be safe. The motorists need to be safe. The public needs to be safe to go even into a grocery store. And right now, interviewing all the seniors in my neighborhood, they don't feel safe going into the grocery store. So,
Do you have any specific policies that you'd like to continue or advocate or start to make that happen?
My biggest policies are to work with public and nonprofit institutions. Okay, government can't do everything for you, and I would like to see the city come together, working with all these institutions. A lot of them, which we give money to for nonprofits. And when you get everybody working together, everybody should feel safer.
Okay. And Mr. Cox, the same question to you.
Well, it's mind-boggling to me how simple this is. The answer is more police officers. And along with that, first of all, we have to remove the restrictions that allow the police to actually do their jobs. And then we need tougher penalties. Right now, people get caught for shoplifting, and the police don't even show up. It's not worth their time to do all the paperwork, and then for a slap on the wrist. So it's a two-part system. We have to get more police officers out on the streets that are actually patrolling instead of responding, and then we have to have much, much more tougher sentences, including mandatory minimums in some, and return this city to law and order. This is a law and order town. My father was a retired police officer, and I grew up in that atmosphere. We have to be law and order town. If you break the law in Anchorage, you go to jail. You do it again, you go to jail for even longer.
Okay, thank you. Mr. West, this next question will go to you first. What industries would you like to see bolstered or brought to Anchorage, and what proposals do you have to encourage that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see that bridge built across so we can expand Anchorage to bring a lot more industries in. I'm one that's been writing to the legislature to try to get a world-class casino system like they have in Macau and Las Vegas, Monte Carlo. Each casino hires 1,000 people. You bring 10 or 12 of those up here. We've got more jobs, more money coming in. And with the better influx of funds, we have more tourists coming in to see us. All the industries would prosper.
Okay, Mr. Cox, industries brought to Anchorage.
Well, the first problem is that Anchorage does not have an atmosphere that is business friendly. It's almost like the municipality is doing you a favor if you operate a business. I've owned multiple businesses, bars, hotels, Northern Stage Company, concert promotions, all kinds of stuff up here. And it's not an atmosphere that's business friendly. We need to first reverse that. So it is the attitude of the municipality is that please come and do business with us. Secondly, I would like to see the tourism bolstered up, and of course, oil, the oil industry. I don't like all the restrictions that are placed on. We have a wonderful natural resource. We can't drill. We want to mess up somebody's backyard and not our own is kind of the attitude, but we need to develop our natural resources to the maximum efficiency.
Okay, and Mr. Dunsmore, the question to you.
Well, my priority would be to grow locally owned small and medium-sized businesses, because they're the ones that give the best the economy, and we need to get Anchorage and Alaska as a whole away from the cycle of being too reliant on global companies that aren't invest in Alaska and affect our economy too much. One specific industry I've worked as staff to the House Energy Committee to help grow is the renewable energy industry. I helped work on a statewide energy policy and a comprehensive energy bill that's created new incentives to build renewable energy in Alaska, and in Anchorage, with owning our own electrical utility, there's a lot we can do to make that industry grow.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Those are all the questions we have time for me for now. So that means it's time for your questions of each other. You'll pose a question to one of your opponents, and I ask that you keep it as short and direct as you can. They'll get 45 seconds to answer, followed by a 45-second rebuttal from the original asker. And with that, Mr. Cox, why don't we start with you?
Well, Mr. Dunsmore, I have a question. You have, at many of the forums that we've attended at, you've bragged about how long you've been in government and how long you've participated in it, and for many, many years, the bulk of your adult life. However, it seems that the city has gotten worse over these years. How do you feel about contributing all of the time and effort and energy of your adult life to the city and seeing the results as it actually has gotten worse?
Well, thank you for the question, Chris, and you're right. I'm very proud of my record working to make our community and our state even better. I've already talked about my work on energy, where we've helped create hundreds of jobs in renewable energy. I helped get two new fire stations built that are making the Mountain View and the East Anchorage area safer and provide with direct service and providing all of downtown and midtown with backup service. I was proud of my work to help make sure that we put money in the budget for new police officers. So, you know, obviously there's more work to become. We've had some challenges with previous administrations in the city who did not value our community as much as some of us do. But I am proud of the work I've been able to do under tough political circumstances.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cox, your rebuttal.
Well, I didn't want your resume. I wanted to know how you felt about the fact that the city's actually gotten worse. And to be a part of so many different programs and in government for so long, I would imagine there'd be some frustration or something, because if I was to spend many, many, many years on something and see it getting worse, I would be extremely frustrated. I would either felt that I was not effective at doing it, or the system's working against me, or something. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to go to work at the municipality for many, many years. You'll see changes immediately.
Mr. Dunsmore, it's your chance to ask a question of an opponent.
Chris, one national issue that people have been asking me a lot at the door and has caused a lot of fear is Trump's ban on refugees and Muslim immigrants, and people are feeling that that goes against our Alaskan values of being a welcoming community. I was wondering, Chris, how do you feel about Trump's ban?
Well, the ban, I don't see it as a Muslim ban. I see it as a safety issue. We have terrorists that are coming into the country, and we have to vet them properly or get a system set up so we can vet them properly so we're not taking a risk at those people coming in. So I don't have an issue with it whatsoever. I think it's great. I think Trump's doing a great job, and I'm a big supporter of his. And I think that having that, it does nothing more, just like Obama's done it, and every president since many, many years has had different types of vetting processes or bans set in place so we can properly vet those folks. And he's doing nothing but trying to take care of the country and make it a safer place. Unfortunately, the liberal media is slanting that, and they're doing anything they can to throw rocks at him.
Okay, and Mr. Dunsmore, your rebuttal.
Well, Chris, I couldn't disagree more. I believe that our country is founded on the principles of religious freedom and that all people are created equal. I'm an Irish American. I wouldn't be here if those attitudes were in place when my ancestors were fleeing persecution. They said the same thing about the Irish that people are saying about Muslims now. They said the Irish were terrorists, that they practiced a funny religion, that we only listened to religious leaders. And I'm glad that my Irish ancestors were able to find freedom here in the U.S. and that my family is eventually able to settle in Alaska. And I want that freedom and opportunity to be available for generations to come. And on the Anchorage Assembly, I will fight hard to keep Anchorage be a welcoming, inclusive city.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Warren, your opportunity to ask a question of an opponent.
Okay. David, the city recently has spent tons of money on this computer system to integrate everything together. It's in the utter millions right now. It's way over budget. It's 3-4 years overdue. How do you think we can correct that situation?
Thank you for the question, Warren. As I said earlier, I think it's time, and I think it's well past time. I think what we should have pulled out years ago, this is a program that started under the Sullivan administration, and they kept putting more and more money in it once it realized the software wasn't working. I think it's time to cancel that program and to take SAP to court. There's no reason for this to take so long. Other businesses and cities have payroll software that's been made to work for a lot less money, and I think it's time that we look elsewhere and we get our money back.
Mr. West, your rebuttal.
Okay. That's true, but the current administration is spending the money for that, and they're continuing on a failing project. Ages ago, I was with Westcom, the company I owned, I was a bidder for the city and the state. I put in a bid to do that contract for 1/10 of the cost, and they said it could never be done, so they just went ahead and did it. And I still think with the money they spent, we could have bought our own mainframe, set up the whole system, got it up and running in a matter of 3 or 4 months. Technology, you know, is there now, and I just don't think they know how to use it.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. That wraps up the candidate's chance to ask questions of one another, and now we are back to my turn to ask questions that are a little bit more district-specific. If you're just joining us, this is Running, Alaska Public Media's candidate forum, and we're talking with three of the people hoping to win the downtown seat on the Anchorage Assembly this upcoming April 4th election. So we will start again with you, Mr. Cox, rotating back alphabetically. What kinds of solutions to homelessness in Anchorage do you think the Assembly and the city overall should be pursuing?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is what we should not be pursuing. The building they just did downtown, $7.2 million, makes every single unit $367,000, and the rent is about $16. So using that as an example, throwing a bunch of money at it is not the problem. Providing housing for them is not the problem. I know in the short term it seems like, well, great, just give them a place to live, and they won't be homeless anymore. But this country was built on hard work. This state was most certainly built on hard work and earning your way. And we need to get to the core reason of the homelessness. We can't just assume that somebody is just down and out and can't get a job. We have to figure out there's a lot of reasons why we have homelessness out there. We have alcohol and drug abuse. We have mental instability. There's all kinds of reasons. Until we get to the real core of the matter, we are never, ever, ever going to solve the problem.
Okay. And Mr. Dunsmore, the same question over to you on homelessness.
Thank you. This is really gets to the heart of why I decided to run. I think we need to step up and rather than just bandaging the problem, come up with a comprehensive solution to actually end homelessness in Anchorage. I will work to put together a comprehensive bond package that addresses the affordable housing, the transitional housing, building off the success of programs we had like Safe Harbor and Harlech Manor, and leverage Housing Finance Corporation funding on the housing side and mental health funding on the substance abuse and mental health treatment side to build the facilities we need to actually be ending homelessness in Anchorage so that when someone falls into homelessness, we can help give them a hand up, get them back in the job market, get them back into stable housing, and get people the treatment they need on day one.
Okay, thank you. Mr. West.
Okay, I'm going to answer that with a question first. That's part of the answer. We just had a very tragic fire over in Spinard, and several people died, and we had 14 families homeless. Which person on the city assembly could put together something to really help these people? None of the assembly members have degrees in counseling in any of the social medias. Okay, so what happened there is, first of all, the groups that know all about these problems like homelessness stepped up. You had the Red Cross and the Salvation Army step in first. They made sure that the people were immediately taken care of. Then we had the local businesses come in. They had a bunch of hotel space unused, and like the Black Angus Inn, let those people use their services. So I'm saying let the community work together, all the social organizations.
Okay. Mr. Dunsmore, this question goes over to you. Is your district, in your opinion, adequately served by public transportation right now? And if not, then what improvements would you like to see?
Well, we are the best served part of town, and we have the highest ridership. But we're not adequately served when it still means there's large parts of town that people can't get to, which means if you rely on public transportation, It limits where you can work. It limits where businesses can open. So no, and that's another reason why I'm running, is we need to have a long-term vision for our public transportation system. Too often politicians are short-sighted and looking just year to year and expecting it to pay off on a yearly basis, when cities like Portland and New York and Vancouver, who have built up modern public transportation systems that do pay for themselves, they pay for themselves on a longer term horizon. And I'm going to be working to build investments that are going to pay off and improve our transit system.
Okay. Mr. West, the same question to you on public transit in downtown.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. We have downtown has the best system, but you can't get anywhere else. Okay, you can get around downtown just fine, but getting somewhere else is a near impossibility, and people can't get to us. I would like the idea to come together to find some type of train or subway system above ground to share with the share park and ride people, so you could leave your car where you get on somewhere, go to where you want to get, have another car waiting right there for you, and be able to get around, because the elderly can't do it. The people going on vacations can't do it. We've got to modernize.
Okay. And Mr. Cox, a question to you on public transit.
Well, certainly we do have the highest ridership, but it's there's always room for improvements. And I think that in this town there's a real need and a dependence on public transportation. And I would like to see that grow and streamline a little bit and make it more efficient. The problem is it gets back to that picking and choosing as to what is the priority and how high up on the priority chain is that. Right now, the people mover and whatnot is probably not as peak efficiency, but the money is needed elsewhere right now. So in the short term and long term, in the short term, we need to leave it like it is. And in the long term, then we can explore other options down the road. But right now we need more police.
Okay. All right, Mr. West, this next question is for you. What infrastructure or capital projects do you see as the most important for the Assembly to be pursuing in the years ahead?
Okay. Roads, naturally. We have a policy where we have to use everything local, and we can't buy from outside, so we get not very good road bedding. But what I'd like to see along with that is we've been promising for years to make a straight through on the Glen Highway. It takes 27 minutes to go from Carlick Street, where I live, to Airport Heights, which is three traffic lights down, 27 minutes every day. I'd like to see those lights eliminated and getting the overpasses done finally.
Okay, and Mr. Cox, to you, what do you see as the most important infrastructure investments for Anchorage right now?
Well, again, short-term, long-term, road maintenance is definitely way high up on the list. Our roads are terrible, and I knew Steve Cooper, who owned Cooper Construction and built a lot of the roads, and he said, you are trying to make the best road possible to the lowest bidder, and so our roads end up terrible, and then they take a beating through the winter. So I would like to see, in the short term, a better road maintenance program. There's a lot that can be done to the roads in the short term with very little capital outlay that would improve the roads, make them a little better to drive on. And then I would like to see less stoplights. It is as bad as Dallas, Texas, where I just came from, getting from one area to the other with the stoplights. So more efficiency in traveling.
Okay, Mr. Dunsmore, capital and infrastructure improvements.
Well, I think we've really touched on it with the last couple of questions. One of the biggest needs we have for is affordable housing, and not just from the homeless side, but for young families starting off. It's unaffordable to live in Anchorage, and we're losing too many people to the lower 48 because they just can't afford to live here. So housing is a huge infrastructure need. Public transportation is a huge infrastructure need, too. And I want to explore the use of streetcars and light rail and permanent infrastructure. I think that we have the population to make it work. And those are my two priorities.
Great. We have time for one more question before we head into your closing remarks. So we'll go back to Mr. Cox and start there. What are your positions on the ballot measures that voters are going to see on April 4th?
Whoa, well, that's a double-edged sword there. I guess the one I'd like to talk about the most is Uber. We have I'd love to see Uber come into town. I think that there's some misinformation going on and a misinformation campaign about Uber and safety. And that's the first thing that the media does is say if they don't want something to happen, they go, oh, well, the safety for the women. And of course, the cab company doesn't want to see it. They don't want to see it. They've got a monopoly on things. And it's horrible to get into a cab. The drivers are, they're not, the cabs are not clean, they're not safe, and I would love to see it open up to Uber to open up to more or in this market, and even Lyft, either one, and have it have that.
Okay, and Mr. Dunsmore, your take on the ballot propositions?
Well, I will be voting in favor of the bond propositions. I think it's important that we have to continue to invest in our schools. A lot of our schools were built to fairly low standards decades ago, and now we're paying the price for it, and we have to invest in providing a good facility for our students. We can't expect students to want to go to school if the building just is not a place you want to go. With the road bonds, I will be voting for them, but in the future, I think it's important that we set aside a certain percentage, 30, 40, 50%, we can negotiate about what it is, for the road bonds should be set aside for public transportation and pedestrian and bicycle access so that we have a complete transportation system.
Okay. And Mr. West?
Okay. Mine would be the ambulances right now. Okay. Everyone likes new ambulances. The amount that they're asking for, though, if you actually go in and read it, it says we're going to buy the two ambulances, but then for the rest of your lives, we have to pay for the 14 people in each ambulance, all their wages, all their overtime. And I just think that that's just not quite right. The people should be upfront with the way they write the bonds. Bonds are needed for the city to grow. They're absolutely essential, but they should really write them properly.
Okay. Well, we are almost out of time, but before we leave off, each candidate has the opportunity for a short closing remark. We will circle back to where we started with you, Mr. Cox.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. My name is Chris Cox, and I'm running for Assembly. I'm running for Assembly because I am tired of politics as usual, and I'm tired of the liberal left spending and spending and spending. Pie in the sky dreams, no reality of how it's going to get paid for. Just give me some more money, and if there's more money that comes in, let me figure out where to spend it. We do not have enough police officers, and we don't have enough strict enough penalties for those police officers whenever they actually arrest somebody. And I am got into this race, and I want to see that, and I'm at Cox for Assembly. And I'd like to have your vote.
Mr. Dunsmore.
I'm David Dunsmore. You've heard the candidates talk tonight, but it's more important for me to hear what you have to say. That's why I've spent my campaign going door to door, listening to your ideas and concerns. Elections aren't decided by flashy ads or special interests. They're decided by you voting for the city that you want to live in. I have a vision for a safer, more inclusive Anchorage, and I have the proven skills to make it happen. I'm David Dunsmore, and I would be honored to be your strong, effective voice on the Anchorage Assembly.
Thank you. And Mr. West?
I just thank you for having us tonight. These opportunities are absolutely fabulous for all the candidates. And my vision is, number one, is to listen. My second is to use my HR skills to work with other Assembly members to actually, after we listen, we form very viable solutions. And to do that, you have to work with the other Assembly members to come up with these solutions. And last of all, I have served my country for 40 years. I really would like to continue that service for the city. And service is the end result. We need to serve you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That concludes the first half of our forum with the candidates hoping to represent the neighborhoods around downtown Anchorage on the Assembly. We've just heard from Chris Cox, David Dunsmore, and Warren West. In the next hour, we'll be hearing from the candidates in the races for Midtown and the Eagle River Chugiak District in North Anchorage. Municipal elections are April 4th, although early voting is open right now. Stay with us.